Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma daf lamed vav. The Mishnah told us, Baloi etzel paroi, uparoi ha'yoyme ben ha'ulam v'lam mizbeach. When the Kohen Gadol came to his part, it was situated between the ulam and the mizbeach. The Gemara's medayik from here that ben ha'ulam v'lam mizbeach has a din tzafon, which means that there is a halacha that shechita must take place in the tzafon of the Azara. It says in the pasuk, "V'shachat oisai al yerach mizbeach tzafona." It has to be in the tzafon chelik of the Azara, in the north of the Azara. Now, the area that's situated directly in between the kosel of the mizbeach and the northernmost wall of the Azara is for sure considered tzafon. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that any shechita of Kachig Kedoshim has to take place in between the Mizbeach and that northernmost wall. However, Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach is not directly sandwiched in between the Mizbeach and that Tzafon wall. Rather, it's moved over towards the Heichal. Now, how do we see from our Mishnah that Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach has a din Tzafon? Our Mishnah is not talking about the shechita of the par. Our Mishnah is talking about the Kohen Gadol's doing vidui on the par. So Rashi says that the Gemara is really being medayik from the fact that it says later on in the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph from the Beis shebemakayim vidui shachtoi, that the shechita took place in the place where the Kohen Gadol did the vidui. The katani baloi etzel parei shnia the samach sheyad of olav umisvade. And then right after that it says shachtoi vikibo mizrak es damoi. So the Mishnah later tells us that the shechita took place in the makam of the vidui. Our Mishnah tells us that the vidui was bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, and the assumption obviously is that the par did not change locations in between our Mishnah and the Mishnah there that says that he did a vidui again. So the assumption is that he did the vidui in the same place, and in that same place it says you did the shechita. However, the Tosfos Yeshanim over here gives a different explanation as to how our Gemara knew that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that Shechita could be done bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach. He says, "Man shamed lei bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach tzafin, disoimchin b'makim sheshoichtin b'tzafin, kiretani b'teres koinim v'samach v'shachat b'makim shesoimchin shoichtin." He learns this because our Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol, when he comes to the par, which was situated bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, he had to do smicha, v'soymich shtei yadav olav umizvade. And, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, there's a halacha that's learned that in Teres Kohenim, that v'samach, v'shachat, that when you do smicha, it has to be in the place where you will eventually do shechita. So it would seem that the Tosfos Yeshanim's limud is much more straightforward than Rashi's. It says in our Mishnah you did smicha. We have a Beferish limud that says that shechita must take place in the same place where you did the smicha. So we now know that doing smicha bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach would allow for shechita to be done there, which means that it has a din of tzafin. According to Rashi, the limud is from the fact that we'll make an assumption. We assume that just like it says over here, that balei etzel parei, that the par was situated bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, so too in the Mishnah later, when he does vidui again, the par is situated in the same place, because it doesn't say that he changed places, and over there, it says immediately that he did shechita, so the shechita was done in the same place. Why is Rashi not happy with the Tosfos Yeshanim's limud, which seems to be much more straightforward? The smicha must take place in the makam shechita. So we can answer this question based on what we explained on Daf Lamed Hey, B'Shem the Mikdash David in Simen Chav Dalet. Over there he explains that there really are two smichas. There are two dinim in the smicha that you have to do. There is the smicha that is a chelik of vidui, and then there's the smicha that's a din in the carbon that's necessary for the shechitas carbon. And we explained that the first smicha, which is the one that's mentioned in our Mishnah, is not the smicha that's a halacha in the carbon, rather it's a halacha in vidui. And that's why we explained you wouldn't have to do it b'chol koichoi, and it's something that doesn't require takeif l'smicha shechita. It's special halacha in the vidui. Being that that is the case, we could say very simply that the limud, that v'samach v'shacha, that you have to do smicha in the place where shechita takes place, is not true about this smicha. V'samach v'shachar is exeris a kosev that the smicha that's a part of the carbon, the smicha that's taken l'shchita, the smicha that immediately precedes shchita is the one that has to be done in the same makam as the shchita. But the smicha that has got nothing to do with the carbon, has to do with the vidui, that smicha does not have to be done in the same makam as the shchita. In fact, it would seem that the Tosfos Yeshanim is a chiddush. To say that the Gzeres HaKatzav of Vesamach V'Shachar applies to this smicha is a chiddush, because logically it should not apply to this smicha. This smicha is, like the Mikdash David says, is a din in the Vidui, not a din in the Karban. Especially since we know that this smicha, like we mentioned on Daf Lamed Hey, was not immediately preceding the Shechita. The din of Tekel, the smicha, Shechita, was not said Ligabi this smicha, because you see that it wasn't done right before the Shechita. In which case, the Gzeres HaKatzav is Samach V'Shachat, L'chayru, it's impossible to say was said Ligabi this smicha. So it would seem that there's a big machloik is going on. And the Tosfos Yeshanim understands that although it may be true that there's no din of Tekel, the smicha, Shechita, with regards to this smicha, because it was virtually impossible, it wasn't yet time to do the Shechita, and yet you did a smicha because of the vidui, nevertheless, there is still exerts a kasav of b'mokim sheshachat, that's the place where you do the smicha, regardless of whether it's a din in the carbon or not. Because there's a din, smicha must be done in the mokim hashchita. So whereas we said b'das Rashi, that the din of soimchim b'mokim sheshoich din, which is learned out from the Taris Kainim, from the pasuk v'samach v'shachat, is only said legabe, the type of smicha which is din in the carbon, nevertheless, the Taris Yisharim disagrees, and he holds that there's exerts all smicha must take place b'makom sheshachat, regardless of whether that is mehilchas hakarban or mehilchas havidui. Now the Gemara tries to say that our Tana is Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. The Gemara brings down a three-way machloikas tanoim, what is considered tzofen. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds that tzofen is only the place that's mechuvan directly keneged the mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, moisif af bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, he holds that it's possible to shecht even bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, that's also considered tzofen. And Rabbi is moisif af makim drisis ragli ha'kayhanim, v'af makim drisis ragli Yisrael. That means the tzofen part, but it's moved over to the side of the mizrach. Now, in explaining Shitas Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, there are two ways to understand his shita. Because the first shita, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it has to be exactly mechuvin keneged the mizbeach, Rashi explains that he holds that shaloi keneged hamizbeach afal pisho tzfoin ha'azara einay tzofen l'shchita. Even though it's the northern part of the azara, it's not considered tzofen for shchita. De be'inan al yerach hamizbeach. Kirichsi v'shachat oisei al yerach hamizbeach tzofen. It seems from Rashi that the din tzofen, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, is that it has to be tzfoin hamizbeach. Because Rashi doesn't say that there are two halachas. One is the din tzofen, which means tzfoin ha'azara, and the other is the din of al yerach hamizbeach. Rather, he says, afal pishu tzfoin ha'azara, einoi tzofen l'shchita. It doesn't have a din tzofen l'shchita. Which means that Rashi holds that b'das Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the din of al yerach hamizbeach is coming to modify tzfoin. Tzofen doesn't only mean tzfoin ha'azara, it means that it has to be tzfoin hamizbeach. Now, b'das Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, we can understand one of two ways. It could be that he agrees to the premise that tzofen does not only mean tzfoin ha'azara, it means tzfoin ha'mizbeach, but he holds that the area which is bein ha'ulam v'la'mizbeach also qualifies as tzfoin ha'mizbeach. And we'll soon see why that may be true. However, another way of understanding Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon is that he holds that the din tzfoina is not a halacha in tzfoin ha'mizbeach. It has to be tzfoin ha'azara. And that's why Beinu Ulam v'lamizbeach qualifies, because it's also tzfoin ha'azara. The reason why he argues on Rebbe, and he holds that it's not okay to put it in the Makam Drisis Ragli Kayan and Makam Drisis Ragli Yisrael, is for a side reason. It's because the Kedusha there is on a lower level. So, according to our first tzad, in principle, Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon holds, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that you need to have tzfoin ha'mizbeach, and it's just they argue what is considered tzfoin ha'mizbeach. According to our second tzad, in principle, he agrees with Rebbe, who says that you need only tzfoin ha'azara and not tzfoin ha'mizbeach, and he just happens to have a local machloikas with Rebbe as to whether you could also do it in the makom drisis ragli kainim and drisis ragli Yisrael. And this seems to be a stira between Rashi over here and Rashi in Zvachim. Rashi in our sugya, at least the way the Bach is goyris in Rashi, he says as follows: Af bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach. When he's explaining the sheet of Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, he says kol chelik tzfoini l'tzad ma'ariv. Af al pi she'eina yerach mamish, even though it's not mamish al yerach hamizbeach, that also qualifies as tzafoin. Says Rashi, avochelik tzfoini shemra mizrach v'lamizbeach. meaning the part that Rebbe's machshir, the chelik, the makam drisis ragle koinim, drisis ragle Yisrael, lav shmoi tzfoin mizbeach, does not have a din of tzfoin mizbeach, which means that the chelik of beinu ulam v'la mizbeach is called tzfoin mizbeach. And he agrees that the criteria is that you have to have tzfoin of mizbeach. He holds that that's also considered tzfoin mizbeach. The chelik that Rebbe's machshir, the part of makam drisis ragle koinim, ragle Yisrael, is not called tzfoin mizbeach. So you see that according to Rashi over here, the criteria, for, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, is just like according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, which is that you need to have Tzfoin HaMizbeach, not just Tzfoin HaZorah. However, Rashi in Zvachim, Daf Chof Amid Aleph, Dibar Maschar Rabbi Elazar Moisif, says that Rabbi Elazar's Moisif, even Beino Ulam V'la Mizbeach, Shehu Ma'arovi Shal Mizbeach, Ubilvad, Sheyehe, Bechelik Tzfoin HaShal HaZorah. Avo Mizrachi Shal Mizbeach, Litzad Shar Nikonor, the Chelik, which Rabbi is Machshir, Sheboi Nechnosin LaZorah, Loi Machshir, Afilu Chelik Tzfoini, Dekila Kedushase, the Kedusha is lower, the Umakim Drisus Yisrael V'Kayhanim Yud Aleph Amma. He doesn't say that the reason why it's not kosher over there is because it's not Tzfoin HaMizbeach, like he says over here. He says that it's because it has a lower level of Kedusha, which means that his criteria really is that you need Tzfoin HaZorah. And that's why he starts off saying that the chiluk of Bein Ulam La Mizbeach, which is Marovi Shel Mizbeach, Uvavad Sheyehei Chiluk Tzfoini Shel HaZorah. As long as it's in the Tzfoin Chiluk of the HaZorah, it's okay. And the only reason why it's no good when it's in the Mokam Drisus Raglei Kehanim and Yisrael is because of this idea of Kila Kedushase. And there's a big nafkamina between Rashi over here and Rashi in Zvachim. Because according to the way Rashi explains it in Zvachim, it has to be that the halacha that Lefir of Elazar, Reb Shimon, you're not allowed to shecht in the makam drisis ragli Yisrael v'akayanim, is only a dindrabbanan. Because since Rashi over there explains that the reason why you're not allowed to do it over there is because kila kedushase, the fact that it's kila kedushase is only a dindrabbanan. Midai Raisa, there is absolutely no difference between the Mokim Drisus Ragla Yisrael Vakainim and the rest of the Azara, as the Rishonim say Beferish in Perikama the Kalim. So if you're allowed to do it in the Tzfoin HaZorah, and that means the entire Tzfoin HaZorah, not only the part that's directly opposite the Mizbeach, then there should be no difference midairaisa between the Tzad Mizrach and the Tzad Mairev, and the whole difference between Kilu Kedushase and not Kilu Kedushase is a rabbinic invention, it is the Rabbanan's Chiddush, and therefore it would have to be only a Dindur Rabbanan that Rebbe Elazar doesn't allow you to shecht in the Drisus Raglei Yisrael and Drisus Raglei Kayanim. Masha'enke, the way Rashi explains in our sugya, Rashi tells us that it doesn't have a din tzofoin because you really need tzofoin hamizbeach, and that area is not considered tzofoin hamizbeach. Now, aside from the stira between Rashi over here and Rashi in Zvachim, we have to understand why would Rashi over here say that the makam drisus ragle Yisrael drisus ragle kehanim is not called tzofoin hamizbeach, but the part that's Beinu Ulam V'la Mizbeach is called Tzfoin HaMizbeach. What's the difference? Both of them are not Mechuvin Kineged, the Mizbeach itself. Both of them are moved over either to the Tzad Mizrach or to the Tzad Mairiv. Yet, we're Mechalik between the two. Why would that be true? And I believe that once we answer this question, we could come back and answer the Stira between the two Rashis. If you take a look at the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Nun Ches, the beginning of Perikot Kadoshim, the Gemara over there discusses the fact that Shechita could be done b'Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah talks about when it can be done b'Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach and when not. According to Tosfos over there, even L'chatchila, Midaraisa, you could shecht b'Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, and it's only a din d'Rabbanan not to shecht there because of Shema Tarbitz Glolim. The Mekar for that din is V'zavachta Olav es Eloisecha v'es Shlamecha. Olav means on the Mizbeach. There are two ways to understand how those two psukim, the pasuk of Zavachta Olav es Eloisecha v'es Shlamecha, and the pasuk of V'shachat Oisai al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafoina, work together. One way to learn is that the pasuk of Tzafoina is the Iker din Shechita. Shechita has to be done b'Tzafoin. And then comes along the pasuk of Olav and says that the din of Arosh Hashanah Mizbeach also has a din like Tzofin. However, the other way to learn is that the Iker din Shechita is V'zavachta Olav. You're supposed to be shechting Arosh Hashanah Mizbeach. The din Tzofin that the Torah was Mechadish was halacha that since it is close enough to the Mizbeach, it's Al Yerach HaMizbeach, we consider it as if you're shechting it on the Mizbeach. So these two ways of looking at it are polar opposites. Either we look at it like you're supposed to be shechting up at Tzafayin on the Mizbech has a din of Tzafayin, or the opposite, you're supposed to be shechting on the Mizbech and Tzafayin has a din like it's on the Mizbech. And this may very well be the oimik of the two tzdadim that we mentioned earlier. We said that the din Tzafayin could either be the din of Tzafayin HaZara or Tzafayin HaMizbech. The shita that it's supposed to be Tzafayin HaZara is because Tzafayin HaZara has its own Kedusha. There's a special din Kedushas Tzafayin, and on top of the Mizbeach is like Kedushas Tzafayin. That's what's nisrab in the Pasuk. However, if you learn that the Iker din Shechita is really on the Mizbeach itself, then it would make sense to say that Tzafayin is a reference to Tzafayin HaMizbeach, not Tzafayin HaZara, because what we're looking to do is relate the Shechita as much as we can to the Mizbeach. Now, if we learn the second way, that the Iker Din Shechita is really Al Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, and the Din Tzafayin is Tzafayin HaMizbeach, and the reason why you need Tzafayin HaMizbeach is in order to have some sort of Shaychus to Kedushas HaMizbeach, then we have a whole other way of understanding Rashi and Zvachim. Rashi there said that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who says that you cannot shecht in the makam drisus ragli akayin and drisus ragli Yisrael, is because it's kila kedushase. According to what we're saying now, kila kedushase is not simply a halacha that we split up tzfein ha'azara and we say that part of tzfein ha'azara is not eligible for shechitas kachek kadoshim because it's not kaddish enough. Rather, what we mean to say is that since that part is less kaddish, it's lacking the quality of kedushas mizbeach. Since the whole reason why you need a shechtet b'tzafayin is to relate it to the mizbeach, it needs to be tzfayin ha'mizbeach because your ikar din shechita is really b'rosh hashem mizbeach. And tzfayin is just a way of affording us with something close enough to the mizbeach to be considered as if the shechita were on the mizbeach itself. Something that's kilu kedushase is not eligible because it's lacking kedushas mizbeach. Kedushas hazara it has, kedushas tzfayin hazara it has, but to be related to the mizbeach, it has to have the amount of kedusha that the makam where the mizbeach is built has, and that it doesn't have, since the raglei kohanim and raglei yisrael are all mutter over there. We now can come back to our Rashi and explain how Rashi here can say that b'dasur b'lozer b'rab shimin, the bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, is considered tzfayin hamizbeach. Masha'en kein drisus raglei kohanim and drisus raglei yisrael is not considered tzfayin hamizbeach. Because the whole din of tzfayin hamizbeach is to have the kedushas hamizbeach, to relate it to the mizbeach as if it was geshachten on the mizbeach itself. So Rashi means exactly what he says in Zvachim. It's kila kedushasei, and since it's kila kedushasei, it doesn't have a din of tzfayin hamizbeach. Rashi doesn't mean that since it's kila kedushasei, it doesn't have din of tzfayin hazara. He means that it doesn't have the type of kedusha that the mizbeach itself needs, and therefore can't be related to the mizbeach to be considered as if it was geshachten on the mizbeach. But of course, the part that's bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, that does have a din of tzfayin hamizbeach, because that has more kedusha, that's closer to the heichal, that doesn't have the problem of kila kedushase, and therefore it could be related to the mizbeach. It has a din of tzfayin hamizbeach, and we will accept it as if it was geshachten on the mizbeach itself. The Gemara brings down a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi Aglila and Rabbi Kiva, whether an oila is mechaper for the chet of leket shikhu peya. Rabbi Yosi Aglila says that it's mechaper, and Rabbi Kiva says ein oila bo'o ela alase ve'aloisa se shenitig lase. Since leket shikhu peya is not considered, says Rabbi Kiva, aloisa se shenitig lase, an oila is not mechaper for it. Rabbi Yosi Aglila, on the other hand, holds that it really is similar to a loy cessation to glase, because by leket shikhu peya it does say an assay after the loy cessay. After saying leket kitzircha loy salakate, it says la'aniv lager taze voisim. So there is an assay that follows the tzivui of the lav. The reason why Rabbi Kiva holds this is not called loy cessation to glase is because there is nothing about the loy cessay that's misukin, that's fixed up through the assay. A regular lecitation of the assay, something about the assay is there in order to rectify or to address the avla that was done. Masha'en kein, the loisasei and assay of leket shikhu peya, you don't really have that. We're told that loisalaket, lo'aniv lagayat tazavaisim, is really a tzivoy of how you should have treated it originally. And the Gemara uses the example of Nevela to illustrate this point. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Lili would also argue about the Lissay of Nevela, because it does say in Asay after Nevela, it says, Lager Shem Sherecha Titnena Va'achola, but it's not really Nitag Lassay in the sense of rectifying the Lissay, because you're supposed to be giving it to the Ger before eating it. Now, it's for this reason, it's difficult to understand Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. Why would Rabbi Yosef HaGlili hold that the fact that it says in Asay, after the Lav, that it's considered like a Lav HaNitak L'Asay? Rabbi Kiva's right. A normal Lav HaNitak L'Asay, the Torah, after you're over the Lav, is telling you how to address what you did. You have a Lav of Noiser, we tell you, okay, go now and burn that which you left over. A person was over on Leisigzel, so we have a La'aseh to tell you, give back that which you stole. But over here, the Torah is not giving you the Aseh after the Lav. The Torah tells you, originally, this is what you're supposed to do. Instead of eating an avail, you're supposed to give it La'ger Asher B'Sharecha, to a Ger Toishav. Where instead of taking Leket Shikrupeya, what you're supposed to do is leave it for the Ani, and not take it, not be Leket the Leket Shikrupeya. Now Rashi alludes to the teretz of this, but we have to understand the teretz. And Taz Yishanim seems to say the same thing, and that is that although it's true that the Asay is not being misaken the Lav on any level, nevertheless, it's not similar enough to the Lav de Chasima. The Lav de Chasima of Leisachsim Shabadishi is the Lav that's written next to the Parsha of Malkus, and from there we learn all the dinim of Malkus, so it has to be, in order to get Malkus, similar enough to the Lav of Leisachsim Shabadishi. The fact that the Torah gives you an Asay makes it different than the Lav de Chasima. However, we have to understand what that means, because, of course, not every Lav is going to be exactly identical to the Lav de Chasima. So what is it about the fact that there happens to be an Asay written after the Lav that sets it apart from Lav de Chasima? There has to be something significantly different because it has an Asay. So perhaps we can say that although Rabbi Yosef HaGlili is moide, that the Asay is something that is not a response to having been over the Lav. La'ani v'lager tazev, he agrees, is something that you're supposed to do instead of taking the leket. It's not something that is a follow-up from taking the leket, you're supposed to give it to the ani. La'ani v'lager tazev is something me'ikara mashma, something that you're supposed to do instead of having taken the leket shekel peya. Nevertheless, it could be from the fact that the Torah gave us the asay, we have a clue as to what the Torah actually meant by this iser. Because in regular isurim, the Torah says you get malchus because the person was over an iser that the gavra was not supposed to do. Since the Torah defined this action as an evil action, and the person did that action, we have to give him malchus and punish him for doing the action. However, by the mitzvah of leket shikrupeya, when it says v'leket kitzir chaloisa laket, la'ani v'lagir tazavoisam, the Torah is telling us that it's not the actual act of taking the leket that is evil. Rather, you're not supposed to take the leket because it's supposed to go to the ani. So by following up the iser with an asay, the Torah is conveying to us, don't take the leket, rather, this is what you should be doing with it. La'ani v'lager tazav oisam is really the sibas ha'isr. Don't take it because you should be leaving it to the ani. So it could be that's what the Torah Yishana means when he says that it's not doma to the Lav de Chasima, because the Lav de Chasima is simply a ma'isr which is usr. The Torah doesn't tell me, don't do loisachsoim, rather, you should do something else. The Torah says, don't do the act of chasima, which means that the act of chasima, objectively speaking, is an evil act. Or, to put it in other terms, the result is what we don't want. We don't want that the leket should not be left to the ani. So it's not the act that's problematic, it's the result. La'ani v'la'ger tazik. Now, this is much more difficult to hear with the Lav of Nevela, because we've always been trained to understand that there's something evil with the act of consuming a Nevela. However, it could be understood that Rabbi Yosef HaGlili holds that the fact that the Torah didn't just tell you don't eat a Nevela, the Torah told you what you're supposed to be doing with the Nevela, that means that the Torah programmed into the very definition of the Isser that this isn't your food, this belongs to the guy. This is something you're supposed to be giving to the guy. Because if it was strictly, objectively, of something that you're not supposed to be consuming, because there's something evil with you consuming it, then the Torah would have just left it at that. The Torah would have told you, you're not allowed to eat an Avela. Instead, the Torah told you, don't eat the nevela, because that's something that you're supposed to be giving to the ger shebesharecha. There is other food that Jews are supposed to consume. This food really is the food that was destined for a ger shebesharecha, a ger toisha. So in that respect, it's not doimah to the lav of chsima. Of course, like I said, it is much more mechudish to say that by the lav of nevela than by the lav of leket shikru peya, but it's still possible that that's the way Rabbi Yossi Haglili sees it. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Lav de Nevela Ike Beinayhu is bothered by the question as to why the Gemara chose the Lav of Nevela as opposed to the Lav of Trefa. We could have said the Lav of Trefa, Ubasar Basara Trefa Lo Sechelu, La Kelav Tashlichan Oisai. Tosfos says, Velekala Meimar Lukuli Alma Loi Loki, Ahu Lav de Trefa. Maybe you'll answer that the Lav of Trefa, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Lav of Nevela is considered a Lav Ma'alya, and you get Malkus, but he would agree that this Lav, you don't get Malkus. Not because it's Lav Nitik Lase, but because the Havale Lav Shabichlolos. It is a Lav that includes many Isurim. The Itzrich Lubisar Kodshim Shiyotsu Chutz Lamachitza, Ulohoitzio Ubres Yodai Kodim Shchita. The Gemara darshins that the pasuk of Ubasar Basada Trefa Lo Sechelu is not only coming to Aser eating meat from an animal that's a Trefa, rather, it's coming to Aser any time something has a Psul Yoitze, like by Kodshim, where the Basar left the Mechitzes. So it's called Basar Basada Trefa Lo Sechelu, since it left its Mechitzes. And when an Uber sticks its hand outside the mother, the Gemara in the fourth parak of Chulin explains that the Isser of Ubasar Basada Trefa Lo Sechelu also comes to Aser that Basar. And the rule is that a lav shebichlolus, you don't get malkasan. A lav shebichlolus is any lav that includes many things. The primary example of lav shebichlolus is like seichel al adam, because that includes the iser for ben sayru moira. It also includes the iser for bezdin to eat on the day that they paskin that somebody's chayiv misa. The iser to eat from an animal kodim shetetze nafsha. Even the iser to eat before davin and kodim shetespalu al dimchem. Since there's no one specific iser that's nesar through the lav, so you don't get malchus on any of them. So to over here, Tosfos is suggesting that you wouldn't get malchus for the lav of treifa because it includes so many other things. Tosfos says, however, that you cannot say that. The Isser Trefa, which it says Behedya in the Pasuk, it's written Beferish, you don't get Malkus. The Tosfos brings down a Gemara in Psachim that's Mavur this Yesoi. However, Tosfos concedes that the Isser Legabe Kodshim, that are Yatzachutz L'mchitzasen, or an Uber that sticks its hand out, that is called a Lav Shebechlolos. It's only that which is written Beferish in the Pasuk that we say that it's not called a Lav Shebechlolos. So according to our Tosfos, although you get Malkus for the Isser Nevela, but if you eat from a baser that was yotza chutz l'mchitzasi, you don't get malchus because le'inyin zeh, it's considered lav shebechlolos. Now, Tosfos in Makis, daf yurches menalas, diber mascha v'lilki, ask, how is it possible to get malchus for the lav of ubaser basara trefa le'sechelu, it's a lav shebechlolos, because it includes any chsoren mechitza, bein hoitzi uber yodoi, and bein kodshim that left their mechitza. And Tosfos answers that it's not considered a lav shebechlolos unless it includes two separate shemois. But over here, since the iser to eat from an animal that's kodshim, that left its mechitza, and the iser to eat from an uber that stuck its hand out of the mother, it's all part of the din of yoytze, and it's really one shame. You're not allowed to eat something that left its mechitzas, so that's not called a lav shebechlolos. Now, what Tosfos says over there explains why it's possible to give malchus to somebody who's over the iser of basa shiatzah chutz mchitzasei, although you also have the iser, let's say, of uber shayitzias yadeh. He says that the two of them are considered one iser of yaitzeh. But it doesn't answer what about the fact that the pasuk also includes the iser of regular trefa. That's not a psul yaitzeh, that's a din trefa. Basa basara trefa also asers a regular animal that's a trefa. So why don't we consider it a lav shebechlolos because of that fact? So if you take a look at Tosfos in Chulin Daf Kuf Beis Mebeis, Dibra Maschil Ofel Ochel Ever Menachai, Tosfos really gives a teretz to this question. Tosfos says that it says two things. There are two items listed in the pasuk. It says the word basar, and it also says treifa. So it's as if the Torah said lo sechelu on both of them. The Torah told you lo sechelu on treifa, and also baser that was yatzah chutz l'mchitzasai. Similar to the Isser that the Torah says by the Karban Pesach, al toichlu mimenu na, you're not allowed to eat from it raw, uvashal uvashal b'mayim. That's not called olav shebechlolus. Although the word loiseichlu goes on both of them, because it's as if we assert each one individually. Loiseichlu, since it goes on both na and on bashal uvashal b'mayim, it's as if the Torah told me loiseichlu menu na, and also loiseichlu menu bashal uvashal b'mayim. Or like the Isra that the Torah tells in Nazir, you're not allowed to eat mechertzanim v'adzog, you're not allowed to eat the skins or the pit of the grapes, you're not allowed to eat the grapes themselves, you're not allowed to drink yayin. That's not called shalav shabachlolus, because each one is mentioned individually in the pasuk. The Isra for a kohen gadol to marry almona or grush v'chalola zoynes il layikach, since everyone is mentioned in the pasuk, it's also not considered a lav shabachlolus. So it comes out right now we have machlokes. The das hatoisfis and makis and chulin is that the lava basa basara trefa loisechelu is not a lav shebuchlolus. You do get a malchus on it whether you're over the iser to eat a trefa, an actual trefa, or if you're over the iser of iser yaitse, because like we just got through saying that according to toisfis this is not called a lav shebuchlolus. And according to Tosfos in our sugya, you would get malchus if you're over the iser of treifa, a real treifa, and the iser of yoytze, you don't get malchus for. And we have to understand what is the pshat in Tosfos in our sugya, because even if you say that Tosfos holds that you would get malchus for what's written beferish in the pasuk, that doesn't explain why the things that are not written in the pasuk, like the psul yoytze, that you would not get malchus because it's called lav shebechlolus. Tosfos over there has a very good svara; it's all one shem. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe Chiluk Arachayim Chiluk Aleph Tshuva Yud Dalet that our Tosfos doesn't agree to the Hesber of Tosfos over there when they say that it's considered one Shem, because how could you say it's called one Shem? They may be both built on the idea of mechitzis and something leaving mechitzis, but they're two entirely different ideas. One is Aloch in Kachman that it's not allowed to leave its mechitzis, and if it does, it's possible Yoytze, and the other is not built on something negative with the animal putting its hand out of the mother's womb. It's just saying that if the animal stuck out its hand, then that hand becomes usser. That doesn't mean that it's all one shem of psul yoytze. There are two different sibase iser. The sibase iser, when you have kachim, is because it's supposed to stay within the azara. Over here, the sibase iser is something else. It's basar basara treif leisechelu. It's not like we have a special interest in the animal staying b'me'ei imoy. However, we could say a different hesber in Tosfos in our sugya. Not that Tosfos disagrees with the premise of Tosfos over there that all yoytze is considered one shem. It could be that they agree that all yoytze is considered one shem. Nevertheless, what Tosfos means to say over here is that anytime you have a lav, that the simple meaning of the pasuk is one thing, and we also darshan it to aser other things, you only get malchus on the thing that is written beferish, and the other things that are nichlal in what the Torah asered in the lashon of the Torah, and are learned that from a drasha, on those things you never get malchus for. And you see that, because Tosfos started out with asking the question that treifa itself, the iser treifa, should be a lav shebechlolus, shouldn't get malchus. Tosfos answers, treifa dechsib behedya is not a lav shebechlolus. Only le'inyin, uber, and kachim is considered lav shebechlolus. It's mashma that the main stress is, what was the Torah asering beferish, and what was nichlal through a drasha in the Torah's words? This way of looking at lav shebechlolus can be found in the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Hochzav Arizor Aloch Yud Gimel explains that the lav of Lysis Goyadu, there's a lav of Lysis Goyadu, which the Pashto meaning is that you're not allowed to make cuts in yourself when somebody dies. This the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Gimel. In Halacha Yud Dalev, the Rambam adds, Ubechlal Azhar Azu, including in this Azhar, Shlayu, Shnei Batei Dinim, Bi'ir Achas, Zenoi Kiminik Zev, Zenoi Kiminik Acher, Lysis Gudulu, means Lysaso Agudais Agudis, you shouldn't be knowing different ways in different places. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, so then how could you get Malkus when you're Megadid Atzmoy on a mace? It's a lav shebechlolus, like seichlu al adam. Answers the Kesef Mishnah, d'loy domi. D'hachar ikar alav yadanu shu shalini gadei datzmenu. That's the ikar alav, that you're not letting me cut in yourself. El shariba akasiv gam shalei lehiyasis agudis agudis. Avaloy seichlu al adam, v'yir ikar alav loy noidei zehu. There's nothing more in the pasuk asering the Isra ben Seiru Moira than it is asering Bezdin to eat when they put a person to death. So the lav inherently is a lav shebichlolis. It was given in order to aser, in order to be vague and aser many things at one time. Masha'en kain. The iser of lois is going to do, the simple meaning is one specific thing. It's not making cuts. Chazal also darshan more things. Similarly, in our sugya, the iser trefa is the pashta meaning of the pasuk. And the Torah, when it said, the Torah was referring to that iser. However, aside from that, we also use drushes to be megala that there are other things that are nichlal in these words and are nichlal in the iser. So that could be pshat in Tosfos by us. Not that they hold, that they, like Rav Moshe says, that they argue on the side of Tosfos over there, that all Yotze is one Shem. They could agree that all Yotze is considered one Shem, and yet you don't get Malkus because that's called Lav Shebichlolis when it's different Isurim that don't come from the simple meaning of the Pasuk and are Nichlal Al Yidei Adrasha. The Gemara discusses the tzura of the vidui that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to say. And we discuss the order, whether you say chatasi, avisi, pashati, or avisi, pashati, chatasi. Now it is mashma that all vidui requires all three things. If you take a look at the Rambam in Per Gimel, Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbonos Halacha Yudalad, the Rambam says, "B'shosh she'soymich yadav al karbonoi, misvada al chatas avoin chatas, val osham avoin osham, val oil avoin asei, v'avoin loisei shenitik lasei," like we had before. Then in Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam says, "Ketzav misvada, oimer chatasi avisi pashati, v'asisi kach v'kach, v'chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha, v'zu kaparosi." So even though the Rambam started off saying that all you have to do is say vidui on the particular chet or avoin that you did, but the Rambam continues and says that you say all three. In Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, "Kol mitzvah shebetoyer bein asei bein lois asei im avar adam al achaz bein bein bezodin bein bishgaga, whether he did it on purpose or by mistake, kishayaset tshuva v'yoshev michetoy chayv lehisvadois." The Rambam continues, "Ketzad misvadim oimer ona Hashem chatosi avisi pashat ulfanecho v'asisi kach v'kach v'arinichamti uboishti b'masai." So again, it sounds like from the Rambam that although the person only did one particular aveira, he did either a zadoin or a shkaga, nevertheless, in the vidui he's supposed to say chatasi avisi pashati. However, the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, he says that the nusach that the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, that the person has to say chatasi avisi pashati, is talking where the person did an aveira b'shoigeg and an aveira b'mezid. And that's why he has to say, mention both avain and chatas. However, if the person only was chayt b'shoigeg, then it's enough if all he says is chatasi. He doesn't have to add avisi pashati because he wasn't chayt b'mezid. He was only chayt b'shoigeg. And conversely, if the person was over b'mezid, he doesn't have to say chatasi, because there's no reason to start being misvada on something that he did b'shoigeg. He knows about an aveira b'mezid that he did. He says the Minchas Chinuch that to say that the person has to be misvada on aveiras that possibly forgot about, there's no makar for such a thing. And therefore, he says, "Vaday da Rambam mayri rak ba'avar harbi aveiras gam b'shoigeg v'gam b'mezid." And he brings as a raya the first Rambam that we mentioned, that in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbonos, Halacha Yudalid, in Per Gimel, that you're misvada al chatas avoin chatas, ve'al osham avoin osham, etc. He says, even though it's not mashma like that in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, because the Rambam says, im avar al achas behen, bein bezodin, bein bishgoga, and at the end of the Rambam he says that he has to use the nusach of chatasi avisi peshati. Nevertheless, he says, you have to say this way, because there's no svara whatsoever to say that it should be misvada on something that he was not choyte. Now, Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri in Hilchos Tshuva, he says that this diuk, that he's medayik in the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbonos, that you're misvad al chatas avoin chatos, and you don't say anything about averis b'mezid, he said that's not a raya at all, because like we mentioned earlier, that the Rambam continues in Halacha Tesvav, and he says, "Ketzav misvada oimer chatasi avisi pashati." So the Rambam tells you that even though he says you're supposed to be misvada al chatas avoin chatas, nevertheless he gives you the nusach, which later on, which includes even something b'mezid. And Rav Shach explains that even though the person is being misvada on an aver b'shoigig, nevertheless there may have been some sort of shemetz of mezid mixed in to the avera, and therefore he has to be misvada with a loshen of avisi as well. The Minchas Chinuch obviously is learning that what the Rambam says in Halacha Tesvav, he says, "Ketzav misvada oimer chatasi avisi pashati," the Rambam is giving a general lashon, which you'll choose from, because till now he's talking about that on a avoin chatas, you have to say the vidui of that particular avain. And so later on he says that you should pick from one of these lashonis. So you say chatasi vizibishati, but it doesn't mean you say all of those lashonis. Furthermore, we could suggest that there are actually two chalakim to the person's vidui and tshuva. Because the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Beis, says, Umahi ha-tshuva, hu sheyazev ha-choytei chetoi v'yasirim imachshavtoi v'yigbar b'liba shalei yaseyu oid. That's the lashon of the Rambam, how he starts off explaining what tshuva is. In Halacha Dalet, he says, Midarkei ha-tshuva liyas ha-shov tzoyek tamid lefnei Hashem u'mishane maisav Kulon l'toiva u'l'derech yishara. You see from the Rambam that the ikar tshuva is to change the maisa that he did, to leave the maisa, the chet, that the particular chet that he's doing tshuva on. However, midarkei tshuva, the Rambam says, is that the person should be mishana kol maisa l'toiva. Now, of course, that's not going to be ma'akev in the tshuva on the particular chet that he's doing. But the Rambam tells us that that's midarkei tshuva. So that's where the Rambam starts off saying that misvada chatas avoin chatas val osham avoin osham. And then the Rambam, when he says ketsa misvada chatosi avisi pashati, that's because it's roi when you're doing tshuva to be misvada on all of the other chatoim that he did. In Parsha Shlach, after the Maisa Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu says in his tefillah, noisei avon v'fesha. And he doesn't say v'chato like he does in the after the Chet Ha'Egel. The Ramban says that since Klal Yisrael at that point were mezidim and poishim, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say chato. And the Aruch Chaim says the same thing. That's very much mashma like the Michas Chinuch, and not like the way the Rav Shach is learning. And when somebody is misvada on pesha or mezid, she doesn't say the lashon of chet when he says vidui. However, it's possible to answer as follows: there really is no raya from the Ramban or from the Aruch Chaim against Rav Shach, because our Gemara explains that according to the Chachamim, who argue on Reb Meir, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Kisisa, Noisei Avoin Vafesh V'chata, even though in Vidui you're supposed to say in the order of Chet, Avoin, and Pesha, the Gemara explains that Moshe said in Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shosh Yisrael Chaitim Lufanecha V'oisim Tshuva Aseh Lahem Zdoines Kishkoges. Really, the way that you make Vidui is by saying first Chatoim, then Avoin is Dem Pshoim. You go Min HaKal El HaChomer. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that when they do tshuva on Oven and Pesh, you should make it as if it's a shagaga. So we anyway have to understand, why does Moshe Rabbeinu leave out by the Meraglim the word chata? According to what is before in the Gemara, he shouldn't leave it out, because what the Ramban is saying is that they didn't sin b'shoigig. But that doesn't make a difference, because Moshe Rabbeinu still should have been mispal that their avoin and pesha should be considered like a shoigig. So why does he leave it out? What does the Ramban mean? I think the teretz is that the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalal that zdoina should be considered kishgoges is only shayach when you do tshuva. Because I did tshuva, zdoinus becomes shgoges. Because that's lashon of the Gemara. B'shosh Yisrael chaytun fanecha v'oisin tshuva. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was being mispalo by the Maisa Meraglim, Klal Yisrael did not yet do tshuva. So Moshe Rabbeinu was stumping mispalo that he should be seleach on the zdoinus. So according to this, there's no raya from the Ramban either. Because the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mention chata, and the Ramban says that that's because they were mezidin and they were not b'shoigeg, that's because Moshe Rabbeinu over here was being mevakesh slicha. It wasn't part of a vidui, which there Rav Shach says, alpi, the lashon of the Rambam, the lashon of our Gemara, that you have to be mizvada on all three, on avein, pesha, and chato. Vidui is something that happens when you do tshuva. Over here there was no tshuva yet, and it was just a bakash slicha of Moshe, and meila, it's not a raya to the minchas chinuch. We learned over here that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo that the zdoinus should be considered like shgogus. As we know, the Gemara says in Perek Yom Kippurim that if a person does tshuva me'ava, zdoinus are nas like zachiyos, they become like zachiyos, and if a person does tshuva me'yira, the zdoinus are nasis ke shgogus. In the Sefer Shari Tvuna, Simon Aleph, he has a suffix. This that we know, that tshuva me'yira, zdoinus turn into shgogus, what is the din if the person is shav, he does tshuva me'yira, on a chet that he did b'shoig? B'pashtus, we should say that since all that tshuva meyira can do is change zdoinus into shgaga, so if you already did a shgaga, there's nothing for the tshuva meyira to accomplish. However, he says that it's possible that just like tshuva meyira takes a mezid a step down and makes it into a shoigig, so too a tshuva meyira on a chet b'shoigig should bring it a notch down and remove some of the chet b'shoigig. He says it's not mistaver to say that on mezid tshuva meyira can help and on shoigig it does nothing. Now, his raya, that tshuva meyira helps, even for a shaygig, is from our Gemara. Because Moshe said, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, b'shoshi, yisro chaytum lefanecha, v'ois in tshuva, asei lehem zdonis kishgagais. And Rashi says, asei lehem zdonis kishgagais, v'hachi kamer, noisei oven v'fesha, kechatas shaygig. Now, his understanding in the Rashi is that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is noisei oven v'fesha, the Ribbono Shel Olam should be moichel for the oven v'fesha kechatas shoygeg, meaning just like he's moichel for something that's a shgaga. And since we're talking over here about tshuva meyira, because if it was tshuva meyava, then it would be nasla kezachia. So we're talking about somebody who does tshuva meyira, and nevertheless, you see that tshuva meyira would help on an avera b'shoygeg as well. And you could learn the Rashi totally differently. You could learn that what Rashi really means to say is that noisei avein vafesha, you should be noisei avein vafesha, kichata shoygeg, turn it into lachata shoygeg. That's what we mean by asei lohem zidonis kishkogeis. He's obviously learning that noisei avein vafesha, vichata, you should be noisei the avein vafesha, just like you are noisei aichata, something that was done b'shoygeg. Now, it happens to be that these two ways of reading the words Asei lehem zdoinis kishgagais, dahainu whether Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem to forgive them on the zdoinis just like he forgives on shgagais, or when he was asking to forgive them on zdoinis kishgagais, he means make the zdoinis like shgagais. That seems to be a machlokes between Rabbi Kiveger and the Rashash. Rabbi Kiveger in the Mishnayis in Perek Dalet Yuma, Ois Chof Aleph, actually says that this, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asei lehem zdoinis kishgagais, Al Korchach has to be talking about where they did tshuva meyira, because tshuva me'ava, it would be nasa kezachiyais. And then he says, but it's shver. He says, Al Dekashe, because in the same pasuk, it says, Noitzer chesed la'alofim, and the Gemara in Sotah, that Flamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, says that that's talking about tshuva me'ava. And so he leaves it as a tzarech ian, because on the one hand you see that we're talking about tshuva meyira, and on the other hand it seems to be talking about tshuva me'ava. The Hagos Rashash over here says that from Rashi it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was that you should be mechaper for this doinus just like you are mechaper on the shgagis, and he says Rabbi Kiveger did not understand this way, and that's why he had his kasha. Had Rabbi Kiveger understood that the kavana of Asei lehem zdoinis kishkagis means forgive them for this doinis just like you forgive them for the shkagis, then it's no longer muchrach to say that we're talking about tshuva meyira, because the only hechrach that Rabbi Kiveger has that we're talking about tshuva meyira is from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking that this doinis should be treated like shkagis. If they're treated like shkagis, that means you're talking about tshuva meyira. But if you understand that he wasn't asking that this doinis should be treated like shkagis and be turned into shkagis, rather this doinis should be niskaper just like shkagis are niskaper, then it could be talking about tshuva meyava. So it's clear that the Shaar Tzvuna is learning, like the Rashash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for forgiveness on Zdoinis like Shgagis, what he meant was forgive him for the Zdoinis just like you forgive him for the Shgagis. And that's his raya that Tshuva Meira helps even on Shgagis. What's confusing though about the Shaar Tzvuna then is that you should lose the Hechrach that we're talking about Tshuva Meira. Maybe we're talking about Tshuva Meyava, just like we said Lefi the Rashash. That the only Hechrach to say that we're talking about Tshuva Meira is like Rabbi Kveger says, that obviously if we're asking for this Zdoinis to become like Shgagis, then we have to be talking with tshuva meyira. But once you say you're not asking for this doinus to be nasa kishgagas, because you're telling me that you want forgiveness for this doinus just like you get forgiveness for shgagas, then you could be talking about tshuva meyava. You have to say that the Shaar Tzvuna understands that the whole concept of tshuva meyava, that this doinus are nasa kizachias, that could never be said by a shgaga. You don't say by a veru b'shoigig that the shoigig is nasa kizachias. The reason for this may be, because if you take a look in the Shaar Tzvuna over there, he says that the reason why Zdoinus and Nasla Kizachias is not like the conventional understanding that since the person did tshuva, so the actual tshuva is an experience which brings him closer to Hashem, and therefore it came out that the Chet was a catalyst, it was the Goyrim for him to become closer to Hashem, so it's Nasla Kizachias. That's not how he explains it. He explains it that when you do tshuva meyava, you totally obliterate the Chet, such that Lamafreya comes out that the Chote is like a person who was ba avera liyadai, and he was yashav le'avra avera. The halacha is that a person is yashav and he's le'avra avera, he gets schar like an oisa mitzvah. Now that's only true by zdoinis, because you could go to Lamafreya and say it was like it was ba avera liyadai, he had the opportunity to do an avera, and Lamafreya comes out it was like he didn't do the avera. However, by shgagas you don't have such a concept, because it wasn't like a zigia avera liyadai, it wasn't like he was put in a makam shel nisoyin. Memelo, we could say that the shita of the Shari Tevuna is that by Chet B'Shoigig, it's not Shaykh, the whole concept of Zdonis Nasla Kezachias, and that's how he knows that we're talking over here about Tshuva Meira and not Tshuva Me'ava. Not because what we mean to say is that the Zdonis, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking it should be Nasla Kezachias. That wasn't his Bakashit. Bakashit was forgive them for the Zdonis just like you forgive them for the Shkagas. How did he know, though, that we're talking about Tshuva Meira and not Tshuva Me'ava? Because the Kapara for the Shgagais is only be'oifen of Nasloi Kishgagais and not Nasloi Kizachias.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.